happy Valentine's Day to you. If you're staying indoors and, you know, you're not doing anything really, happy Valentine's Day to you as well. If you're a single Pringle, happy Valentine's Day to you as well, because you have to love yourself first before you can love another person. And I'm sure you love yourself. So happy birthday, happy Valentine's Day to you. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone who, you know, may not be able to do something special today because they're away from someone they love, someone they care about. Happy Valentine's Day to you still. Happy Valentine's Day to all of us. We get to work, you know. Some of us are being flown outside to come and do holidays, you know, like a short bay trip somewhere. But, you know, the rest of us have to work, you know. We have to earn a living in the office because Valentine's Day fell on a Tuesday. We're going to make it work. So happy Valentine's Day. I know that this is a really rough one because we see the hustle for fuel, we see the hustle for Naira, but we day. Abby, second hard fact of the day, Nigeria is the top country searching for love in 2023. That's according to Google. Google is always monitoring what everybody is searching for everywhere in the world. And from time to time, they release these statistics. So for Valentine's Day, they released this data about love searches country by country. And Lagos, Nigeria is number one. So again, happy Valentine's Day to you. And now, of course, if you're looking for love here in Lagos, tune into the chat station with Ada Blessing. She has a hookup show where she's always connecting people. A couple of people who met on her show are even getting married. So make sure you tune into Ada Blessing. I think she does it every Wednesday. Ada Blessing is on air from these days 9:10 all the way until 3, I think. So just tune into the show and maybe you'll get lucky. Third hard fact of the day, INEC has released a list of polling units nationwide where voting will not take place. You heard me talk about that on the news yesterday quite a bit. INEC saying, of course, that 240 polling units across the country did not have a single registered voter. Now, this thing happens every election cycle, by the way. It's not new. It's not new. It's not weird. It's not, you know, basically some units lose all their voters to death or voters moving to nearby new units or relocation, you know. So it happens sometimes. It's not new and it's not alarming, right? And none of the units this time are in Lagos, but it's probably a good idea for you to go and check out that list. It's available on INEC's Twitter. It's on their Facebook. It's on their Instagram. If you're online, you can check it out and see. Make sure that your own polling unit is not inside. Huh? Okay. All right. Okay. That way we're sure that a valid unit was not incorrectly delisted. Okay, if you're tuning in for the first time, hi, welcome. You're here alongside 1 million people. They love this show, and I thank you for loving the show, and I love you for loving the show. I've got a great show for you today. Let's talk about the CBN, banks, filling stations, and shops, ignoring the Supreme Court. Then, let's talk about the PDP accusing the APC of hoarding Naira notes. And then, let's talk about Femi Fani-Kayode walking back his fake news after visiting the SSS. Chikudi will bring you community report from 4 o'clock. On the big hard fact, let's talk about the road to February 2023. Can and Obi debunk even more fake news? Let's talk about that. After the news at 6, I'll bring you the step down. And after the step down, Dr. Avon will be here to answer your health questions. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of the hour every hour. But let's get started with today's Big Three Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three
on the Hard Facts. On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Businesses caught in the crossfire between the CBN and the governors. Do politicians have the new Naira notes anyway? How do you filter disinformation? Those are the big three. Lagos, Let's talk. Our first story is the latest updates on the Naira note crisis. CBN Governor Godwin Emefiele is still ignoring the Supreme Court. They said that old notes should still be accepted until their next sitting tomorrow. But Emefiele says that the old notes are already scrapped. This morning, he said, quote, "The situation is substantially calming down since the commencement of over-the-counter payments to complement ATM disbursement and the use of super agents. There is therefore no need to consider any shift from the deadline of February 10th, end quote. This is stunning, Lagos. It's actually stunning. Because that's the Supreme Court, too. The CBN is just ignoring the Supreme Court, like Sina Councilor. Meanwhile, governors are still breathing fire at anyone who won't accept the new notes. We've heard from Bello Matawalle in Zamfara, for example. Right now, businesses have a choice. Either accept the old notes and be stuck with them, or reject the old notes and get into trouble with the governors and the police. Because you have police saying, oh, we're going to start clamping down on people that are rejecting old notes. You have governors in different states, including Kano, saying we'll clamp down on businesses rejecting the old notes. Emefiele, meanwhile, is threatening POS agents. He's saying there's no reason for any POS agent to charge above 200 naira for note swaps. Because remember, POS agents say that they're paying high amounts to get the new notes. Emefiele says they shouldn't pass those costs on to the customer. Instead, they should take a loss and then come and get a refund from the CBN. That's what Emefiele is saying. So there's a lot going on. Is it fair for our government agencies to be putting businesses and citizens in this very difficult position? I have several questions. The POS agents near you, do they have the new notes? If they have the new notes, how much are they charging for swaps? Then the shops, the filling stations near you, are they accepting the old notes? And what do you think about the CBN giving one instruction while state governors are saying the exact opposite? 0700-993-993-993. What do you think about the fact that in some states, they're arresting or shutting down businesses for not accepting the old notes? But of course, if you accept the old notes, you cannot deposit them in the bank. At least not in a commercial bank. You have to go to CBN Bank to go and deposit the money. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01-465-7190. Hello. Thank you for calling us.
Hello.
How you doing?
What's your name, ma'am? Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happiness from Ikorodu.
Welcome, happiness.
Hey, some there are confusion everywhere.
See,
in my area, some have stopped. They've stopped accepting an old note. Okay. POS are still giving out old notes.
Okay.
The one that has new notes for 10,000, for 5,000, you pay. You give you seven. Charge you 700 naira for 5,000.
POS or ATM?
POS.
Okay.
POS. Mm-hmm. Yes, for the new naira.
Okay.
The old one, they are still trading it. Eh? Confusion everywhere. I don't even know the ones, but I make sure that transfer. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to hold any note for now, except for the new one. Yes, I prefer transfer. Just transfer.
Just transfer to you.
Yes.
All right, happiness. Thanks for calling. Transfer almost did me strong thing today, because since the forecast has started, I've been entering taxis to work, right? And so today I tried to pay my bolt guy. His name is Sarafdin. Sarafdin was strong in face, like say atifi money one run. You know, and then I tried to transfer, transaction kept failing. And I was like, okay, do you have a different account number I can pay? I can try into. Sarafdin said, no, I don't have. I say, hey. So then we sit down inside Sarafdin moto. Sarafdin say, hey, why didn't you tell me since there's transfer you would do? So that I would have started doing the transfer from far away. I said, how will you do the transfer from far away? Do you know how much this trip costs? He said, hey, but they write that for there now. I said, hey, sometimes what they write there is an estimate. It's not what the trip is going to cost exactly. So what if we get to the point where you drop me and the trip costs more or it costs less? You know, Sarafdin just squeeze face like say a holy in. It was not a funny situation. And like every taxi I've ever taken, I've never had that issue. My transfers always work. And it happened for the very first time today, you know. And it was just, I said, my guy, I beg, do you have a different account? Maybe your wife account number, your girlfriend, your brother. Say, I don't have. Oh, that's always done in front of my office. They wait, make network. First of all, my phone lost internet. I said, oh, Sarabdin, could you please give me hotspot so I can pay? Sarabdin say, I don't have hotspot. Meanwhile, I was hearing alerts on his phone saying that he was getting another ride. I said, okay, but you have internet. He said, I don't know the code. Someone that's talking to you like that, there was no need for me to now say, okay, Sarabdin, please, sorry, don't vex. Let me show you how to use the code. I say, well, yeah, let's sit down and wait for internet to come back to my phone. Internet came back to my phone. Transaction field, like 4 times transaction field. I started sweating inside this man's. I say, this one that he's squeezing face. Me, I'm a tiny woman. They will beat me in this Lagos in front of my office. Hey, God. And I said, oh, let me use USSD. And I tried USSD and that one worked. As USSD worked, I showed Sarafdin. Sarafdin say, they have not shown me the alert. Let them debit you first. I say, whoa. Okay. I sat in the car waiting to be debited. And the next night I got debit alert. And I'll shoot Sarafdin. See my debit alert. Sarafdin say, okay. I just left his car. Oh, it was stressful. You know, see me that's been saying, oh, I've not suffered the cash test because I've been doing transfer for a while. I suffered it for the second time today. Oh my gosh. It was not funny. But back to you, Lagos. How's it going? What the POS agents near you, do they have the new notes? If they have the new notes, how much are they charging when you want to swap? Then the shops and the filling stations near you, are they accepting the old notes? What do you think about CBN giving one instruction? State governors are doing another thing, doing the opposite. If you accept the old notes, CBN is saying, "Your na paper de your handle." Of course, except you want to go and return it at the CBN office. So which means that businesses have to stop accepting the old notes. But you have governors shutting down businesses and saying, you must accept the old notes. Is it fair to be putting businesses and citizens in very difficult positions? 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you doing, sir? What's your name?
This is Marshall calling from Mentoria.
Welcome, Marshall. From
the fact, somewhere you studied on.
Okay.
You see, I was in the earlier workers. Telling people that it couldn't work because they tried it in Pakistan, it failed. Now we are having this type of thing in this country. Why? Are we all politicians? Politicians are not suffering, but the masses are suffering. Why? The old woman in the village is crying. They don't have POS. They don't have ATM. In fact, banks are not around them. And then people are here telling me, it's okay, let us suffer for some time. Are we all politicians? Please let them bring back trade by butter so that I will know I can exchange my yam to plantain or change my rice to beans. What are we doing to ourselves? You have money, you go to the bank, they will tell you they will only dispense 2,000 naira. What are we doing to ourselves? You go to church, church will now tell you, please, bring the new notes, so don't come with the old notes. And the people are hungry. You don't have money to pay transport to the church. And then we're talking about MFLA that. In fact, this is a total failure.
All right, thanks for calling. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
Good afternoon. My name is Precious. I'm calling from Kitu.
Welcome, Precious, from Kitu.
Thank you. My own take on this is that this person is too much. I always say, the CBA, the court has said to you on the 15th, that it has been suspended. But after all the time, people refuse to collect the old money. And the new one is not coming in. Banks are not collecting the old money again. Tell me what I'm going to do. Business are dying. Nobody is ready to collect old money from anybody. And people are hungry. They should look for a solution to this. We are not politicians, just as the last caller said.
even the position, they have access to the new money. It is we the masses that is suffering. You should make him win. This suffering is getting too much. I want to go and buy pure water. Just imagine. The woman said he can't collect. So tell me, have you remained thirsty forever? You should look for a solution to this. Enough is enough, please.
All right, Precious. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am. What's your name?
Chiamaka from Ojo.
Welcome, Chiamaka.
The situation is very... right now, I'm handicapped. I've been very sick. So yesterday night, I went to get drugs at the pharmacy. I did transfer. It hang. Okay. They couldn't give me drugs. I couldn't get... It's the grace of God. I'm here this morning. I went back. They've not reflected it. They've not reflected in there. They've not seen alerts.
Okay.
So I can't get the drugs. And I don't have... That was my last cash. I used to do the transfer, 2005.
Okay.
Now, I don't even know what to do. I'm still lying down. I've been very sick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. My God. Thank you so much for calling to share your story. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing? What's your name?
Hi, Tanja. My name is Shade.
Shade with the PVC.
Hey.
Welcome.
How's it going?
It's okay.
So, you had issues today. Welcome to our club. Until yesterday, I was trying to do a transfer for someone, and I used my GP. That one didn't even open. The app didn't open at all.
Ooh,
I said, okay, I have an access I don't really use. That one didn't proceed. I said, okay. So I had to eventually go with the person. It redefined the whole point. I had to go with the person to where they were going so I could pay with my POS.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that luckily that way. So it's been like that. And then today when I went to buy fuel, The filling station was actually collecting the old notes. I was surprised, but it is, because somebody paid with the old notes and he took it. I mean, I paid the POS. So everywhere you go now, you're asking them, the POS, well, have you been working all day? And they go, yes. So, okay, yes. And you feel confident to use it because sometimes the app don't open. So it's like, you're just doing eeny, meeny, miny, mo wherever you go.
Good Lord.
But it seems like the transport people are still collecting the old notes for people who have the old notes.
Right.
But they'll collect because some people are like, how are they going to get home today? You know, there's no cash and they need to get home. And it's a sad thing. And even though the policy seems like it was a good idea, but I don't know. Now I'm like, was it really a good idea? I'm still in the middle with the policy idea.
Yeah, everyone's asking that question. Like, you know, was it? But, you know, I would remind people that I've been shouting since day one. I was shouting. I said, no, you could say Sandra.
No, it's not good it just to say that. Don't repeat it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
All right, sorry. Okay, sorry. Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
I'm backing off. All right. We've got Temidaya in Idimu. Temidaya says, Sandra, sorry, but please let me laugh. The USSD codes often come in handy. I experienced difficulty with transfer once, but I was reassured by my account officer that the bank was doing generational upgrade. So I assure you all will be well. Let's continue the transfer journey together. Temidaya, thank you for your message and for laughing at me. Lagos, it wasn't funny. I even tried my husband's bank app, you know, because I said, okay, let me try another bank. His bank app was not even opening. It was just there circling, like this circling, no green. Hey, they would have beat your babe today in Lagos. Oh, God. Adedeji says, Sandra, I think we are already in a state where there's no orderliness or direction, confusion or anarchy. The politicians targeted with this with these policies are smart, smarter, smartest. Most of them own banks and have access to the new notes. So what is the essence? Do most of them own banks? You don't call more Adegwega. We've got Lucien from Ikeja who says, Sandra, imagine what is experienced today. Many are going through serious suffering. No new 200 and 500 notes outside, and they're rejecting old notes. In fact, make the kingdom of God come, Jerry. Lucien with that message there. All right, Lucien. Here's a message from Babatunde Fasanya. Babatunde says, when a particular section of the society is not logical in their thinking, and despite the hardship being experienced by vast majority is uncalled for, we should all call for the remodeling of this Naira redesign policy. It's biting POS. It's biting. POS operators are folding up, and you imagine jobs lost with this? We're moving into self-induced recession gradually. We should stop adding political consideration to issues. And I say kudos to all who are still enjoying this brouhaha. All right, Babatunde, thank you for your message. We've got a few more messages here. Muna from Ogijo says, Sandra, I was just laughing as you were narrating your ordeal with the Uber guy. Thank God USSD came to your aid. If not, Muna, don't be small if not too. Hey God, I would have just come out on Insta blog or somewhere on the internet. OAP gets beaten by Uber, or they make those videos that they like to make. Look at big woman, she don't want to pay. How much was the bill? 1,007. Look at big woman, she doesn't want to pay her Uber bill. I said, because I was sweating inside this car. Femi from Dallas on WhatsApp says, our Supreme Court is now a subject of mockery because it's now a court of the highest bidder. As seen recently in the case of the Imo judgment and the Senate president's case, they don't deserve and don't command any respect any longer. We need an alternative to this so-called Supreme Court. I am in support of the CBN governor on this, especially in respect to the elections and vote buying. All right. Thank you for your message. Let's see. Do we have time? Feta is supposed to come announce something to you guys, but she's not here yet. So I guess I can be taking messages, you know, from WhatsApp until she gets here. Here is a message on WhatsApp. Sandra, honestly, I love this policy. I bought goat of 3.5 from meat seller and I transferred without any stress. George from Festac with that comment on WhatsApp. This message here says, Sandra, are they vex? I've not been feeling fine since Sunday. I have money in my account, but I don't have the cash. I manage my health till I get the money now to get my drugs. Sandra, if I catch any of these politicians, eh? All right. Thank you for your message. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, let me bring you our second story. We have the PDP accusing the APC of hoarding the new Naira notes. We heard this from Debo Ologunagba, the PDP spokesperson. And his statement says, quote, it is instructive to state that the controversial Naira redesign and swap policies are programs of the APC administration, which is also completely in control of the production and circulation of the new notes. The APC leaders, having realized that they cannot win in the 2023 general elections, sabotaged the system and diverted the new Naira notes so as to create widespread social unrest to justify their plan to derail the elections and truncate our democracy, end quote. Debo also alleged that six APC governors are stocking up the new notes in warehouses, asking them to release the notes to reduce the suffering of Nigerians. Now, Lagos, PDP did not bring any evidence. We still haven't gotten a response from APC. But remember, a couple of weeks ago, I brought you that story about a politician in Kano, an APC politician in Kano. Sorry, not Kano. That happened in Kogi, actually, not Kano. The politician himself tweeted his own story. He showed video of himself swapping the new notes for people in his area. He said he was doing it to campaign for Bola Tinubu. And at the time, I remember that I asked you, if a low-level politician can get access to these notes when the banks don't have them, how much more the big politicians? So is this evidence that this note swap hasn't really affected the politicians? Were they able to use their power and their influence and their wealth to get their hands on as many new notes as they need? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. And yes, please let me know, the POS agents near you, do they have the new notes? If they have the new notes, how much are they charging for the swaps? Then let's talk about the shops and the filling stations near you. Are they accepting the old notes? What do you think about the CBN giving one instruction? State governors are saying the exact opposite of what the CBN is saying. What do you think about the state governors who are arresting or shutting down businesses for not accepting the old notes? Especially because CBN has said the old notes as of February 10th are now paper. You can't deposit them in a commercial bank. You only can take them to CBN. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Hello. Hello.
afternoon, Councilor.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Thank you very much. This thing is getting harder and harder. The confusion here and there. So with the ones in the north now, they'll keep on using the old notes, right, President Sandra?
Why do you think the ones in the north will keep using the old notes?
Yeah, because you heard the arrest in Kano now, closing up some supermarkets who refuse to collect the old notes. So please, I'm begging them. They won't take because of this guy. Look at the Kogi one you just announced, the small politicians. Then you talk of the big ones. Before January, because they plant their agents all over the department who will give them information of what is going on or what is coming up. So they will not take because of this one or two politicians to deal with the popularity of Nigerians. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. He didn't introduce himself, so I have no idea who I was speaking with. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
Lucky Lola from Magbo.
Welcome, Lucky. Go ahead.
Yes, this CBN policy has exposed, you know, some bank. I use one of the best banks in Nigeria, and it has never disappointed me. I think my bank is the first to announce the charge, you know, transfer on any, you know, no charge, I mean, on any transfer. That
are you talking about Sterling Bank? Because I did transfer on Sterling Bank and it didn't go.
But happy Valentine to them. Happy vow to them.
Okay.
They've never disappointed. I'm telling you.
They've disappointed me.
Yes, about Fanny Kayode, I think we should just ignore that man. Nigeria should just ignore him. I think now, if he's going to, you know, maybe caution the way he talk in public, because that man own is too much, if you ask me. His own is too much. And again, before I leave, I want to make a shout out to all Nigeria Info fans across the country, wherever they may be, and you, Sandra, and your staff, everybody. And to my main man, Babatunde Pratt, please tell him I've been following him for years now. Happy vow to him.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you very much. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
Fine. Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
I'm Ben. I'm calling from Eba.
Welcome, Ben, from Eba.
All right. Listen, all I want to say now is that Mr. President need to talk now. Need to speak now. Our president, because Central Bank is not guilty. They do not ignore Supreme Court verdict. Because Supreme Court the Central Bank did not have any business with Supreme Court.
Right.
They did not join Supreme Court. The Supreme Court did not join. I mean, the governor did not join CBN in their suit.
In their suit, yes.
They only sued the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, say that it is matter concerning the federal government and the state government that Supreme Court can put mouth. So they didn't include CBN. That is why CBN is free. And if they had tried to include CBN, that would mean that that case will be declared null and void. So Mr. President needs to talk now. Need to speak to us now, because CBN, they did not include them in the matter. As far PDP and the APC, these two of them that are doing the same thing. All the politicians, they are doing the same thing. They are doing the whole cash, new currency now. They are piling it somewhere for vote buying. So we are just suffering it. And this thing will continue like this. Even if CBN release another cash, they will still do the same thing. Only everybody should be prepared. There is nothing we can do.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling. Bless you as well. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
Happy Valentine.
Same to you, sir.
This is Oseni Moru calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, Sandra, see, the people that were calling, saying they are good with the policy initially as made with the president, I greet them. They should continue. I'm sure if they know what other people were facing, they won't be saying what they've been saying. You can imagine somebody took one of his or our family member to the hospital. You were given something to go and get possibly a drug or something or an injection for the person. And you got to a pharmacy. You couldn't initiate a transfer. You don't have the cash to pay for drug. And this is an emergency that involves the person is in between life and death. And you were there 30 minutes waiting for the man to give you the drug. He said, no, you cannot go because the transfer that you've done is unable to confirm the payment.
Mm-hmm.
Before the person gets to the hospital, maybe God forbid, you lose that person. So would they be saying that they are okay with the policy? If it should happen to anyone, any one of them, God forbid, will still be saying they like that policy? That is one. That is on one hand. On another hand, let me ask them. Most of these politicians now, even the last election, Osun election, and Kiti election, at least most of these politicians, they've been paying people to buy votes, paying 5,000. Some people were saying they will collect 10,000. Meanwhile, they've been finding it difficult to even pay those huge amounts to buy votes. So what happened now that even 1,000 naira new notes now seems to be more valuable than those 10,000 they were paying then? Nigeria, with all this hunger in the land now and the hardship, are you telling me that they will not even pay less now to even buy boats, buy Nigerian boats? That is what people need to look at. I just listen to people when they say all these things because they don't like the face of one politician. I don't care about any of those politicians, but I care more about the people. People are really suffering. Mm. People have died. Hmm. For this useless policy.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've been talking to you for quite a long time. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Ekaite.
Welcome, Ekaite.
Yes. I just want to say happy Valentine's to every Nigerian info.
Okay. Thank
you. Because me, I don't have power to talk again. I don't see money chop. Happy Valentine to all Nigerian info fans.
Okay.
And abroad.
Okay.
And happy Valentine to you, all the presenter.
Thank you.
Thank you, my sister.
Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. All right. Let me quickly bring you our final story, and then I'll take a few more thoughts. Femi Fani Kayode has agreed that he was spreading fake news. FFK is a spokesperson for the Tinubu campaign. And a few days ago, he said that Atiku Abubakar was holding a meeting with some generals. He suggested that they were possibly planning a coup. The SSS invited him to explain how he got this information, because that's a very serious allegation. Because he's accusing army generals and a presidential candidate of plotting treason. So Fani Kayode went to the SSS. He was interrogated for 5 hours. And after the interrogation...
Still on. So I've been asked to report back on Wednesday. And possibly I'll be going back there once a week. I think it's left to them. But they suggested to me until they now decide whether they feel the need to take the matter up and charge me to court, or whether they feel that I've done nothing wrong. But during the course of the discussion, I think it's fair for me to mention one or two things. I think it's very, very self-evident that some of the things that were said were regrettable. Why do I say so? When news comes out, like somebody's meeting with army officers, perhaps one should have not simply said it and believed it and accepted it, or even said, well, even if true. Perhaps another course could have been taken, which is perhaps to say, okay, let me ask the authorities privately. Let me try and find out before I say anything at all. And I think I would concede that point, that, look, you know, sometimes we have to be a little bit more circumspect, especially given the fact that they pointed out, that the medium that issued that statement is virtually faceless. And, you know, so...
So his tune has changed completely. Two things. First of all, FFK is a member of the APC. The APC government, led by President Buhari, has talked a lot about fake news. They've often accused the media of spreading fake news. On hard facts, I'm always asking you to give me evidence before you make an accusation. I do that because it's the right thing to do and because my regulator, the NBC, demands it. The federal government, led by the APC, tried to pass the social media bill because they claimed that there's too much fake news online. And yet, here you have a prominent member of the APC, spreading fake news, and not just spreading fake news, weaponizing it for politics. I mean, he has confessed. So that's the first thing. Now, here's the second thing. Fanikaya Day said that the outlet he got the news from was faceless. He admits he should have done a better job vetting the source. And I want to ask you about that, Lagos. How do you vet your sources? How do you decide which news sources are trustworthy, which ones are not? This is something that I'm always talking to you about. When I say I am Sandra Ezekwesili and you come to me for hard facts, that's what I mean. When you see Nigeria Info, then you see Sandra Ezekwesili on top, you know that it's not fake news you're about to hear. Can you say the same for all the other places that you get news? Have you figured out how to differentiate the reputable sources from the disreputable sources? I was having an interesting conversation. I have really interesting conversations with the taxi drivers that bring me to work or take me home. And I had a very interesting conversation with one of the taxi drivers, and he was telling me how he gets his news. And he says that at 7, he tunes into a particular station to listen to the news. Then at 8, he tunes into another station to listen to the news. And that why he does that is so that when he's outside talking about a particular issue, at least he has heard the news from two sources that he trusts. And then he's seen which of the stories they're both repeating, which of the stories they're talking about in similar ways. That way he knows that when he sees something contrary elsewhere, he'll know, okay, no, these ones are lying because I've heard it from these two stations that I trust, and I've heard them talk about the same thing in different ways, so no, they're the ones telling the truth. I found that very interesting, and I wonder if you have your own methods like that. What do you think about this about turn from FFK? Does the APC have a fake news problem, and how is it going about fixing it? How do you differentiate trustworthy sources from untrustworthy sources? We've got a call here from Azu Frank. Azu, thank you so much for calling us. Welcome. Hi, welcome.
Yeah, happy Valentine to you all.
Happy Valentine to you.
Nigeria Info.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of our biggest problems in Nigeria is lack of accountability. And that has led us to a lot of, you know, people behaving with total, you know, recklessness and, you know, rascality. And, you know, we don't care because there's no consequences for our actions. Now, Fanikaya Ode have done something very wrong. Now, this is something that can throw the country in flames. And he's given a podium to explain himself. Look, he's so unfortunate. I used to follow his social media and I said, no, I will stop, because the unprintable names he calls people was so bad. I felt I was following initially. Okay, let me just catch up with information. This guy is a top-notch politician. But the unprintable name was so bad that I felt it was unhealthy. I said, no, I can't be listening to this guy. So the point is, people should be held for what they did. Not throughout last week, we've been seeing, we've been seeing election violence here and there. And these are things that fame is. These are things that, you know, find this kind of violence. And he's being left, and, you know, nobody is supposed to be in. Now, imagine if we are seeing videos of people that involved in election violence in 2019. We are seeing clips of them telling us, this is my cell, 6 feet to 9 feet. I am sharing with this politician and this guy, you know. They are showing us the terrible state of where they are in prison as of what they did in 2019. People will not, you know, want to do some crazy things in 2023.
Hmm.
But because people know that they will get away with it. Fanikaya Ode is here now. You know, he have done something really deplorable. And he's explaining on the podium. They give him a platform. Like, this, I think, first of all, this is not even the first time he's doing this. If you go to social media handles, he's busy, you know, ranting and saying crazy things. Now, for him to say, I am sorry, like podium to be telling that no, this is not how we should, you know, we should move as a society. There should be accountability. Okay, you cannot tell us that you saw it from, no, you know the laws. There are laws. Like, I feel some flow, like, I'm funny sometimes. Like, Absalom Abubakar is holding a peace accord. He's inviting presidential aspirants. They are sitting down, they are telling them what to do. Oh, don't use such violence, don't do this. Meanwhile, their surrogates are tweeting. While they're in that room, Absalom Abubakar is telling them what to do. I think they don't even know what to do. I ask myself, I think these old men don't know. Oh, do they have to tell them to tone down in their utterances? Apart from that, our constitution doesn't even allow it. We even need to have a peace accord. No election won't do. My fight won't fight. It's an election. You need to tell them that it's already there in the constitution. Forget electoral act.
All right, Frank.
The constitution does not support all this stuff.
Thank you very much for calling. I wish we had more time, but we don't. We have to take a break. Hopefully, if we have time after the break, we'll take messages from WhatsApp. If we don't, we'll bring you business news and then community report.